Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to episode 1 of the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to meet Kerry Smith. Kerry's a Bowen practitioner here in Geelong and she works full time now, but she used to work in the dental industry where she was working chairside with dentists and also teaching at RMIT, the university in Melbourne, teaching people to become dental nurses. But as we'll hear, Kerry had a life-changing experience involving Bowen therapy, which is often the way people begin to learn Bowen therapy. Either they or a loved one has an amazing experience, they've got to find out more about it, and they often become Bowen therapists. I hope you enjoy Kerry's story. Hi, I'm just having a conversation today with Kerry Smith. How are you, Kerry?
Good, thanks, Chris. How are you?
Good. Kerry, you're a Bowen therapist. It's interesting when we talk to Bowen therapists, a lot of them come from other professions. So you've said you're a Bowen therapist. So How did you come to become a Bowen therapist from teaching and working in dentistry?
So I guess I started hitting, haven't hit the middle years. I guess I'm in middle age life. As much as I love dentistry and that dental field, I still really enjoyed it. But I guess my personal experience with Bowen had a really profound effect on me with having a back injury. My story is I had a back injury. I was unable to literally walk. I was in a bed for 3 months and having weekly osteo appointments to try and correct what was going wrong. At that stage, I didn't know what was going wrong. And so after 3 months, I finally went and had some scans done, which showed that I had some disc injury and nerve damage and that sort of thing. And from there, I went and did 13 months of physio with some progress. I was able to walk again, I guess, and get myself up out of bed and reduce some of the pain. But it still wasn't a great quality of life.
It had a real impact on your family?
Oh, yeah. So my kids actually had to help dress me and I, would struggle to drive a car and I couldn't cook, couldn't clean. My husband was not only working full time but then coming home and looking after the house and the kids as well. So, it was a real burden on the family. I couldn't work during that time at all.
It sounds like a really difficult time and it went on for 3 years.
Initially where I couldn't walk was 3 months and I went back to working, I guess, part-time after I became a little bit more mobile, but with limited daily activities and trying to work. And then, after that, 3 years later, I finally had some wise person suggest to me to try some Bowen therapy. And I guess, like you hear many other stories, they said, try Bowen. And I was like, well, why Bowen? Why should that work? I've tried a few other modalities, and but I did because I needed some hope that wasn't going to be my life for the rest of it. So I tried Bowen, and within 12 weeks I went from a pain of constant 7-8 out of 10 at times, 10 out of 10 when the nerve pain would shoot down my leg, to virtually 0 out of 10, occasionally 1 or 2 out of 10. In fact, I took up running at that point, probably 12 weeks from my first appointment. I started trying to run. I could only run for about 30 seconds, ran, walked. And,
Now that you say that, what did you do on the weekend?
I just completed my first full marathon. Full marathon, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
Mm. I suppose you put a lot of that down to Bowen therapy.
I did, and during, I still have a back injury in a sense that's still there. So I guess I'm conscious that I have to be aware of some things that I do, so doing sensible things. So I did have weekly Bowen treatment during my marathon training, especially as the Ks got up and, got a bit more difficult on the body.
That's a great achievement.
Yeah, but physically my body held up so well and my back's been great and, people often tell you not to run after a back injury, but I've found that that in conjunction with Bowen, I definitely couldn't run without Bowen.
Mm. How long ago did you get your first Bowen? How long has that been now?
Would be, my son is turning 14, so in December, January this coming, 14 years. So.
And are you still working in dentistry?
No, gave that up. So I took a total career change and I saw Bowen overtaking it. I was finding I was splitting myself between working both Bowen and in the dental field, and my passion was with Bowen. I just, time after time, loved hearing, I guess it's sort of like an adrenaline rush coming to work because you hear each client say, oh, it's amazing. I'm like, I know, it's so good. And I love coming to work to hear that. And,
great. You know, so tell me, what's one thing that surprises you about Bowen?
Less is better. Amount of moves I can do, I can sometimes get the most amazing results. So, for example, today I had a treatment myself today and fighting a bit of post-marathon stuff and had some, amazing results from it.
So where would you like to go with your Bowen therapy? What's your goal?
I guess to get Bowen out there more in the community, I find it's still not well known, and I'd like for it to be on the tip of every tongue or what people go to Google to find their nearest Bowen clinic. I'd also like to see it registered, scope of practice. So.
In what areas do you see that Bowen's not in at the moment that it may have some real impact in the community?
Oncology. So at the moment I'm treating clients that have chemotherapy, and they were just saying how the difference when the weeks they have Bowen to the weeks that they can't get in for a treatment, and they're virtually up and going the next day after having their chemo, but the weeks that they can't have Bowen, they're literally wiped out for 3 or 4, if not the whole week. 3 or 4 days, it's the whole week. So they've, over months and months and months, they're saying that it's obviously Bowen having such a big impact on their life.
That's great. So thanks very much for agreeing to be my first podcaster.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question, or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.